Former President Václav Havel gave a speech at the European Parliament on Wednesday at the reception, and the reception was a marked contrast to that given to his successor, Václav Klaus, earlier this year. Mr. Havel received warm applause from MEPs for his words on European identity and integration, and also asked for Europe to be patient with its often troublesome new members from the former communist bloc. Rob Cameron reports.
9 months ago, there were boos and walkouts as President Václav Klaus addressed members of the European Parliament and compared the European Union to the Soviet Union. On Wednesday, there was applause and words of praise for his predecessor Václav Havel, who addressed the Parliament on the 20th anniversary of the fall of communism. Mr. Havel spoke openly and honestly of the legacy of communism in the region, a legacy that meant, in his words, that former communist countries were not always dependable as European partners.
These countries from time to time cause it all sorts of trouble, and that's perfectly understandable. Democratic political culture and behaviour isn't created or born overnight. It takes a long time and throws up all sorts of unanticipated problems. Communism ruled just once in modern times, and hopefully it was the last time. But as it was the first time, it was also the first time we dealt with post-communism. And we had to confront the consequences of the rule of fear that lasted for so many years and all the dangers relating to redistribution of property in a way that had never happened before. I think we can ask two things of Europe: understanding and indulgence.
O pochopení a trpělivost.
Václav Havel also delivered a well-aimed barb at his successor, Václav Klaus, who has railed at the loss of sovereignty contained in the pages of the EU's Lisbon Treaty, a treaty he was recently forced to sign after much opposition.
These shared affiliations are also the origin of shared sovereignty. At each level of our identities, we have a certain measure of sovereignty, but at none of them do we have absolute sovereignty. I'm sure that you have some idea of why I am saying this at this time. The debate about the European Constitution and the Treaty of Lisbon has in large part centered on the issue of the balance between national and European sovereignty. The answer is clear. The two must complement one another. Just because I'm a European doesn't mean I cease to be a Czech. On the contrary, as a Czech, I'm also a European.
Jakožto Čech jsem i Evropanem.
For many, of course, Václav Havel was preaching to the converted, and reaction to his speech in the Czech Republic can predictably be divided along the old fault lines of pro-Havel or pro-Klaus. But Mr. Havel did pose some thought-provoking questions about EU institutional reform, suggesting, for example, the creation of a second assembly alongside the European Parliament, where each state would have an equal voice.
My thanks to Rob Cameron for that report. Moving